of state-run logistics company Bulog. And that was Newsline.
Kita selagi masih bersama. brilliant tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you.
Hello, Voice listener. Welcome back to Sport World. My name is Ray in Voice of Indonesia. Delighted to bring you the latest update on national and international sport news. We begin today's Sport World with a program in an exciting update from the world of motorsports. Indonesia is set to host the Motocross World Championship MXGP at the West Java International Airport, Kertajati. Chairperson of the Indonesia Motor Association, Bambang Susatyo, announced that IMI, in collaboration with BIJB, Kertajati Management, will hold the prestigious MXGP World Championship on 6th of July 2025. In addition, the 2025 National Sprint Rally Championship will take place in April and August, followed by the fourth round of the 2025 National Rally Championship in October. All these thrilling motorsport events are scheduled to be held in the vicinity of BIJB Kertajati. Bambang Susatyo shared these developments after meeting with the airport's management in Jakarta over the past weekend. The World Travel and Tourism Council highlights that sports-related tourism can contribute up to 10% of a nation's GDP, underscoring immense potential of such event to drive growth and development. Our next sport update comes from the world of equestrian sports, as Pordasi discusses competition plans with the AEF. The Central Board of the Indonesian Equestrian Sport Association participated in the annual meeting of the Asian Equestrian Federation on Sunday. The discussions focus on drafting regional competition plans and advancing equestrian sports through various collaborations in Kuwait. Chairperson of PP Pordasi, Aryo Joyo Hadikusumo, highlighted that the competition blueprint deliberated by the forum comprising of 33 Asian member nations represents a collective effort to prepare for the 2026 ASEAN Games in Aichi, Nagoya. The AEF is also planning the AEF Cup, a remote equestrian tournament designed as a long-distance competition among its members. This tournament will feature four stages, providing a dynamic platform for equestrian sports across Asia. Before we continue with more sports updates, let's enjoy today's following song.
Merpati putih yang tak lelah melayang hingga
Thank you for staying with me, Ray, on Sport World from Voice of Indonesia. Our next update comes from the world of futsal. Indonesia hosts Futsal for Nation World Series. The Indonesian Futsal Federation is set to host the Indonesia Futsal for Nation World Series, featuring four powerhouses in the sports: Indonesia, Argentina, Japan, and Saudi Arabia. This international tournament, coinciding with the FIFA match day, will be held at the Jakarta International Velodrome from 30th of January to 2nd February 2025. Chairperson of the FSI, Michael Sianipar, announced in Jakarta on Wednesday that the event aims to strengthen the team's performance and mental resilience over the long term, following the euphoria of Indonesia's victory at the AFF Futsal Championship last November. Michael also described the tournament as a pivotal step in evaluating the national team's readiness on the international stage, noting that their opponents are not just any team, but globally and regionally ranked powerhouses. And we conclude Sport World with the exhilarating news from the world of motorsport. Indonesia to host World Rally Championship 2026. Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, accompanied by Chairperson of the Indonesian Motor Association Bambang Susatyo and other stakeholders, held a meeting with the organizers of the World Rally Championship at the Ministry Office in Jakarta on Wednesday. Following the meeting, which culminated in the signing of a cooperation agreement, Minister of Youth and Sport Dito Aryo Tejo confirmed that Indonesia has secured a slot as the host of the WRC. The World Rally Championship is globally recognized as the second largest motorsports event after Formula One. Also revealed that the WRC organizers will provide opportunities for Indonesian drivers to intern with teams and WRC partners manufacturers. Additionally, there will be a special program dedicated to female racers in the championship. IMI Chairperson Bambang Susatyo announced that the Indonesian leg of the WRC is set to take place in 2026 in Toba, North Sumatra. He highlighted that the event is expected to significantly boost sports tourism and contribute to local and national economic development, aligning with the current government's initiatives. Bambang added that hosting the WRC completes Indonesia's prestigious lineup of world-class motorsport events, which already includes Formula E and MotoGP. And with that, we wrap up Sport World from Voice of Indonesia. My name is Ray, and join us again next time for more updates. And always, salam olahraga. Today's Diplomatic Corner highlight: Indonesia Ministry of Tourism promotes Indonesian tourism at Travex ATF Malaysia. The Indonesia Ministry of Tourism is promoting Indonesia's tourism at the Travel Exchange ASEAN Tourism Forum 2025 in Malaysia, collaborating with 18 tourism industry players. Deputy for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism, Nima De Ayu Martini, in an official statement on Wednesday, expressed hope that this tourism marketplace can serve as a platform for knowledge sharing and updates that will benefit the progress of the tourism industry. It also provides a space for tourism players to attract the international market, particularly in ASEAN. The event, held in Johor Bahru from January 15 until 17, 2025, is described by Made as a great opportunity for Indonesia to expand its tourism promotions globally. She highlighted that the ASEAN market remains highly promising. In the first 11 months of 2024 alone, there were more than 4 million tourists from ASEAN countries visited Indonesia. Considering this number, Indonesia's participation in Travex ATF 2025 is a strategic effort to achieve its 2025 target of 14.6 to 16 million international tourist visits. At this year's Travex, the Ministry of Tourism has set up a wonderful Indonesia pavilion themed around Rumah Joglo, showcasing 18 industry players, including destination management organization, travel agents, tour operators, and hospitality representatives from Jakarta, Bali, East Nusa Tenggara, Riau Island, and West Java. In addition to business-to-business sessions, the wonderful Indonesia Pavilion offers service such as tourism information, mini surveys, and a variety of Indonesian specialty coffees. Made is optimistic that business-to-business transactions during Travex 2025 could reach 68 billion rupiah. Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana emphasized that marketing efforts are key to driving the performance of Indonesia's tourism sector. She highlighted ongoing digital campaigns, including the promotion of Wonderful Indonesia, Keep the Wonder, and the Indonesia Aja. Widianti stressed that the effective promotion will enhance global awareness of Indonesia's tourism.
How many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. To cross the distance, to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. To get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the thumping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way, by letting the vibes of my surroundings take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. To learn, to create, to discover, to actualize, to dream up. To find myself and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives. Discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
Hadir dalam hidupku yang redup. Kau mengubah semua jalanku. Hari-hari kau denganku. Kini kau aku percaya untuk melengkapi hidupku. Dan kau mampu yakinkan semua yang ku cari, yang ku mau. Kali ini akan kau ungkapkan semuanya kepadamu. Segenap rasa yang telah ku simpan kepadamu, kepadamu. Kau temani diriku dan kau ku temani selamanya. Oh sayangku, karena kau adalah diriku dan ku adalah dirimu. Kita satu, ku inginkan dirimu dan kau inginkan diriku selalu. Setiap waktu kau tulang rusukku yang hilang dari badanku. Kau adalah doa yang terkabul dari Tuhanku. Aku percaya untuk melengkapi hidupku. Dan kau mampu yakinkan semua yang ku cari, yang ku mau. Kali ini akan ku buktikan semuanya kepadamu. Segenap rasa yang telah ku simpan kepadamu. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listener and Edvier for accompanying me in this 2-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media account and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official, and our email address in VOI @voinews.id. Thank you so much for listener and internet viewer. My name is Ray, and all crews from Voice of Indonesia signing out. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And please enjoy our feature, Rindik Bali, to close up today's broadcast. Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it's also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language, meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you.
listener, Rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make Rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely Munil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called Sangsi. In the performance of Boom Boom Dance, this technique is called Jigok. In Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the Boom Boom Dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Thank you. Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello VOI listener, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great.